Smart money is piling into this right now, and we're going to teach you how to copy them.
Typically, this strategy is very complicated, but this one company has made it extremely simple for you to follow.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be showing you where smart money is piling in, and then we're going to teach you how to copy them.
This might be one of the most difficult times to invest ever, because we have Trump talking, you know, tariffs. He's in trade wars with the entire world. You know, where do you put your money right now? It can be very confusing. Because, you know, are we going to enter a bear market? Are we going to enter a bull market? You know, should we be looking at commodities? Should we be looking at gold? Should we be looking at Bitcoin? Like, what the heck do we invest in right now? Right? What is the smart money doing? Well, they diversify, and they have diversified into these three things that we're going to discuss. And this company has made it very simple so that they do it for you. Really easy.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing that we're about to discuss and reveal. But before we get into the name of the company and exactly what they're doing, I just want to just kind of set the table here. Think about where we're at in the global economy. You don't know which currency is going to go up and down. There's the volatility in the stock market is at all-time highs. And guess what? With Trump in office for the next 3.5 years, it's probably going to remain extremely high. One day he's tweeting trade war on, one day he's tweeting trade war off. The volatility is out of control. So what smart money is doing is actually piling into hard assets. Because what we already know is that there's a massive problem with fiat currency. They're printing money. China's printing money. USA is probably going to start printing money. USA printed trillions in COVID. Fiat currency always gets devalued. And under times of volatility, hard assets can provide a hedge against that. That's why you mentioned things like gold and silver and potentially Bitcoin and crypto. People are diversifying their money and even commodities. But actually doing that, you know, for your everyday retail investor, that can be very difficult. How are you going to buy physical gold, physical silver? You got to find a way to buy all these cryptocurrencies. You got to diversify into finding which commodity stocks are good, right? That's why what this company has done, they've basically created a one basket, single opportunity where they're diversifying all the money into their funds and you can buy their stock and you immediately get exposed to all these hard assets.
That's right. These are not hype plays. These are long-term hedges against inflation and the devaluation of the dollar. So a publicly traded company that provides one-click access to a basket of hard assets and are scarce, they're also very scarce, right? So the fact that they've done this is really, really revolutionary. And it speaks volumes because actually the founder, Braden Sutton, he's the founder and CEO of this company, and he has a proven track record. He actually has his book. It's called Money Mind, and it was the number one seller on Amazon. This is very impressive. This is a very forward-thinking individual, can kind of connect the dots ahead of time. So what he's created with this company is quite revolutionary.
The name of the company is Digital Commodities Capital, and the ticker is RIPP.CN. And what we like so much about them, not only the fact that they're diversifying their portfolio into all these hard assets, we are, you know we're crypto bulls, right? They're looking at adding Bitcoin to their already existing basket, which includes XRP, gold, silver, and various commodities such as uranium and copper. And when you look at this company, and obviously this is not financial advice, You have to do your own research. But the market cap of this company is tiny. It's under 10 million.
Yeah, super tiny.
Interesting.
So the interesting thing is they hold 108,000 XRP, and they're holding that on a regulated exchange. The reason this is so important is because Ripple and XRP could quite possibly be integrated into the financial services. You know, they could be partnering with or replacing SWIFT in terms of the banking industry. This is a regulated approved. They are regulated approved in the U.S. XRP, in my opinion, could actually double or triple from here if this integration actually does occur, and there's a lot of chatter that it will. So holding 108,000 XRP is massive. When they're going to be adding Bitcoin, and Bitcoin is projected to go to $1 million plus, when you look at what Cathie Wood is saying, Michael Saylor, all these things, the Bitcoin strategic bills and all that, I think Bitcoin will also be one of the top performing assets. So having exposure to crypto, very important, especially for the trade, the traditional finance individuals out there, because trying to get into crypto can be a bit complex and tricky. Mm-hmm. So they're picking the top assets in crypto, which is great. Then you look at gold. Man, gold has been up only for the past few years. You look at what China's doing right now, they're accumulating at record paces. Why do people accumulate gold? Well, that is to hedge against any uncertainty that is occurring in the market. We have one of the most uncertain, the uncertainty that comes from President Trump is insane. So, you know, you look at guys like Kevin O'Leary, they hold, they pound the table. Like, you need to be holding at least 5% of gold in your portfolio at all times. Mm-hmm. It's an excellent, excellent hedge.
Yeah, we like the fact that, so Digital Commodities Group, they recently invested $250,000 into Gold ON Resources, which is another publicly traded company on the TSX, GLD. So they own 16% with board nomination rights. They've done very well on those shares. They also hold equity in a critical minerals company and a private blockchain finance venture. So again, they're diversifying for you. How else are you going to hold shares of a private blockchain finance venture? Digital Commodities Capital is doing it for you. So between the gold, the silver, the uranium, the copper, the XRP, the shares in all these different businesses, becoming Bitcoin, by buying their stock, you are automatically diversifying your money into the hard assets that smart money is piling into at a very low valuation. I like this play for times of volatility. I like this play for when crypto absolutely melts everyone's faces, which in our opinion is going to. I like this play for gold, which even at all-time highs around the timing that we're filming this episode, you still see China and other countries absolutely piling in. What these guys have come up with, this little basket, I think is built for long-term success.
I really also like, and I don't think we should be sleepy on the fact that uranium is on a bit of an uptick. Like when you look at the price of uranium, it too seems to be up only like gold, but it has come down a little bit lately. But I think uranium is going to be absolutely massive in powering AI generation. So what other energy sources out there are going to be contributing to, you know, being able to power AI? And that's nuclear power. So, you know, you look at Amazon, Microsoft, they are all creating these nuclear facilities to help power their AI. The last thing is too, silver tends to lag gold. So silver hasn't quite taken off yet. So to be holding this, I mean, I've always been looking for a company like this, something where I can get exposure to, because I'm like, all right, which gold company do I invest in? Which, how do I obtain gold? How do I get silver? How do I get uranium? How do I get crypto? Like, yeah, it's confusing. Yeah. So do that all in one basket, simple.
Yeah, think of it as a way as to protect your money against, one, the devaluation of fiat currency, two, protecting yourself against the volatility of the stock market with things like gold and silver and commodities, and three, also adding exposure to the hottest sector and capital potentially in the world, which is crypto, right? All in one, all just by buying their stock. And again, this is not financial advice. This is just our own research, and we really like this company, and that's why we partnered with them to make this episode. But for me, sitting at such a low valuation, this is something that really needs to be considered for everyone's portfolio.
So yeah, the ticker is RIPP on the Canadian Stock Exchange or DGCMF on the OTC.
If you guys have any other small cap stock plays we should take a look at, let us know in the comments.
Make sure you tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.